Mackey Motors pregame show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Ryan Steinkamp, of course, the head coach for the Kemper Knights, joining us here. And Coach, I appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Coach, you guys come back home this week. You're going to be hosting the Rams of Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak, Ute, a program struggling right now, winless on the season. But I want to bounce back for you guys to last week. You went over to Greene County. You knew it was going to be a challenging game against a program that's kind of been a playoff team here over the last several years. You end up falling 13-3. Sounds like you had a really good game defensively, had some opportunities maybe offensively in the second half. What did you guys take away from that, and where do you feel like you're at right now after 3 weeks?
You know, we're definitely improving each week. You know, what we took away from that last week game was like, you know, we're close. We're really close, taking that next step to being extremely competitive with those really quality teams. You know, but we just kind of broke it down a little bit about things we kind of talked about with coaches we met, and we kind of talked about what are we good at, what do we need to work on. And that's why this week our main focus has been us. You know, if we just keep working on us, improving us, and we feel like we can be really competitive throughout the rest of our district.
Any concern of the kids being down and maybe a letdown after that, because the Greene County Kemper games become a rivalry here in the last decade or so?
No, I mean, they're not down. I mean, I think anything, they're motivated. They know that we can improve. You know, they know that those are games where, you know, in this program we want to start taking those games. But you know, it's not about the wins and losses. It's about learning and growing. And because we technically right now everybody in the state is 0-0, so you know, it was good playing a quality non-district opponent.
You guys have a team that has struggled here coming in tonight in the Rams, but you can't look past anybody. What have you guys focused on this week to get the team ready?
No, we watched some film on them. You know, we feel comfortable as far as X's and O's wise, you know, what to do. So now, I said the big thing for us this week has been just executing and focusing on us. You know, if we can do, we've worked a lot on blocking, getting off blocks, tackling, because no matter what, it comes down to those things. And those are things that kind of hurt us a few times this year too. So we're really focused on the basics of being engaged, being locked in. So hopefully if we do those little things, we feel like we have a good chance to be successful.
You mentioned staying on blocks. Where has that hindered you, and what kind of things did you work on to try and improve that this week?
I'm working on just firing up the ball a little bit. You know, we noticed on the line where there's a few times we got smacked around a little bit, or they beat us off the ball too. So that's been an emphasis for us this week. And then, you know, blocking in space too, where we missed a few blocks, or you know, we're one block away from a big play happening. We just got to take a little more pride in those type deals too. So we worked hard on that, and the kids did a great job of embracing that throughout this week.
Tavanami's had a nice year for you. You got Chris Moore some snaps last week as a tailback as well. How have you seen the running game grow?
You know, we're kind of just working on a few different things. You know, different personnel situations where, you know, maybe one's a better pass catcher out of the backfield and stuff too. And you know, we know that some teams are keen on whoever's back there a little bit, so we're trying to mix things up a little bit. So just continue to work on timing and getting that down.
Let's talk about the pass game. Been up and down a little bit this year. Where do you feel like it's at? Where can you get better throwing the football?
You know, I thought our protection has been pretty good. A little bit is, I think, we got trusted a little bit more because, you know, our receivers made some great plays, made some good catches. Whoever's been at quarterback, Cooper or DJ, has made good throws. I think we just have to trust things a little bit, whether if we drift on a route or if we don't run it hard because we don't think we're getting the ball. So a lot of it is just trust.
Rams going to come in struggling again, as I've said probably too many times here in the interview, Coach, but they've got a guy in the Barron's kid who can run it a little bit. They also run with the Kuhlman kid. Those are two names that generally say athlete from over there at Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak, Ute. But more, what are you looking at for them offensively? Do you think they're going to come out and try to chuck it around against you guys and just throw caution to the wind, or will they try to be a little bit more ball control and run the football as well?
No, they tried spreading it out quite a bit this year. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see them maybe put two backs in there and try and just run it down us, because that's kind of, you know, that's where we shut down Greene County's passing pretty well. But when they lined up in two backs, we struggled a little bit. We had a little more of a person passing guys out there. So something we're going to work on this week is, you know, they show up to those run formations, we have to tighten up a little bit and Trust our guys back deep. That little cover, and we got to play the run a little harder. So we'll kind of be ready for both of them.
Are you more concerned about the run game then? Is that what concerns you more?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying more about being ready for it, you know, because, you know, last 2 weeks we've done a good job of playing the pass, but maybe if you got us for a few more yards, you know, plays that maybe should have been 1 or 2 yards, they've gotten 5 or 6 yards on, where I just want to make sure we're stuffing that a little bit sooner at the line.
Why do you think your pass defense has been so good this year? What stands out for you?
I think a lot of it is, you know, kind of just playing things simple. You know, they kept the ball in front of them. They see them, those guys back there communicating a lot more. You know, they got confidence. You know, I think that week one where, you know, we were in good spots, but we kind of have the confidence now. We really worked on that. They practiced hard too. You know, we worked on them a lot of individual things too, and they're stepping up with that too. So their growth throughout the season has been great.
You mentioned kind of a start of the second season here with the district season starting tonight. 1-0 start in the district. What would that mean for this program and for this young team?
Oh, just confidence. You know, like I said, we take things one game at a time. We don't look too far ahead. Coaches don't, players don't. So, you know, that's our goal each week now is to be 1-0 and to improve.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors at pregame. Wish you the best of luck coming up tonight. And I know we're looking forward to catching up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show coming up yet tonight. And, of course, tomorrow morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. That is, again, head coach Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights. They're hosting Maple Valley Antinota here on KCIM. We'll step away, take a break. When we come back, Tom Hawkapp and Mark Fielmeyer, they'll have the coverage for you tonight coming up next here on KCIM.